Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This summertime, viewers of the cable channel HBO are going to get a unique insight into Iraq. It's from a documentary called Baghdad High. Baghdad High chronicles four Iraqi boys through a crucial year in their lives.
At Tariq bin Ziyad High School for Boys, these students are about to start their final year. Four of them have agreed to film their own lives over the next 10 months at home and at school, and to share their most intimate thoughts.
That's a clip from the documentary, as aired by BBC Television in Britain earlier this year. Baghdad High is now being shown at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York. Laura Winter co-directed the film. She is now in New York. So who are these four boys who you handed a camera to and had them record their year at Baghdad High?
These four boys come from different religious backgrounds and different social and economic backgrounds as well. We've got a Shia and a Sunni, a Christian and a Kurd. A few of them are poor. A few of them are pretty well off. If you take Haider, for instance, Haider comes from a very good background, but his father hasn't worked for a while. He wants to be a singer-songwriter, and he likes to spend his time listening to Britney Spears and Tupac.
Actually, you know what? That was such a great part of the movie. We want to play a little bit of it right now. This is how Haider actually learned English, by listening to American pop.
I'm learning a song by Britney Spears. I like it very much.
Trying to memorize it.
Listening to that, you immediately fall in love with Haider.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's like any other teenager. I mean, come on, when we were growing up, didn't we, like, sing to music in our bedrooms, too? And then we also have Anwar, the Christian. He is a real hoot. He's very vain. He likes girls. He does study very hard. After him, we have Muhammad Rad. He's the short one. We like to call him Babyface amongst us who are editing the film. And he doesn't really study very much. He jokes around. But he also shows us something about Iraq that's so heartbreaking when friends have to be broken up. His best friend, Ali, who is sitting here across from me, he had to leave Baghdad. Ali is a little better off than most kids. He studies very hard. He loves Western music. And he goes to the north, to Kurdistan, which really becomes very heartbreaking for Muhammad and for the rest of his year.
All right, Laura, since you just made the introduction, let me say hello to Ali Shadman right now, who's sitting there with you in New York. And Ali, nice to have you here, first off. Thanks very much for talking to us. You are living in the U.S. now?
Yeah, I'm living here, and I'm going to high school here, so...
And continuing your studies, now let me ask you first about the fact that you were given this video camera. In the beginning, did you have any idea why you were doing this or what you wanted to tape?
First time, we just take it like a fun stuff, you know?
You thought it was going to be a kick. It was fun.
Yeah, it was like something new, something cool. But after a while, we started like feeling responsible for that.
There's this one scene in the film between Muhammad and Ali that is just so indicative of how close they are as friends. You know, they're hanging out in Ali's room, and Ali gets hold of Muhammad's foot, which is covered by a sock that's basically pretty radioactive to everyone's nose. And then Ali comes to the camera and shows us exactly how, you know, war invades every sort of part of their life and says, you know, if Chemical Ali really wanted to destroy the Kurds in the north, he should have put Muhammad's socks in a rocket and shot it there. They do this all the time. I mean, they hang out and they josh around. You know, this is real life. And that's really what this film is about. It is about real life. And it's also about, you know, if these kids could get a little bit of peace, they show how all the different religions and the different ethnicities that are in Iraq, they really do get along. If they could just get some peace, they could actually just get on with their future.
That's the reality life there. You know, who wants to live in this situation? Nobody's.
Yeah. One of your high school classmates, who's also featured in this film, is Hyder, who's the one who's the songwriter who learned English to Britney Spears, and at one point he decides to write a song himself. It's called "Situation in My Country." Let's give it a listen.
What to do, what I do, I hate myself, I hate my life. I ask myself, should I blast myself? So I didn't find any answer to myself. Always saying to myself, there's nothing logical in my whole life. Cause I wake up in the morning and hear just the bomb's voice.
What Laura, do, the film only goes so far as August 2007. What are the boys doing now? Well, obviously we know that Ali is here in the United States. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, what his life is like here.
I think Ali's life is pretty good. He's talking about going to university and pursuing his dream of becoming an architect. And that is what is so different between, let's say, him and the other three boys. The other three boys in Baghdad, they don't really, like, see their future because it's so tough to see that far ahead, to plan that far ahead, that they might actually be alive or have some sort of stability and be able to go to school.
Well, why can somebody like Ali and his family leave and come to the U.S. and others who are living in equally violent situations stay there?
It depends on who you know and the kind of connections you have and whether or not you have money to also be able to do that kind of a move.
Ali, do you feel like your friends at school here have any idea of what your life was really like there in Iraq?
I noticed that nobody here in the United States, they don't have any idea what's happening here or there. So,
well, they know there's a war. You're saying they don't know what life would be like?
I think that's all what they know.
That's all they know.
There's a war, yeah. That's all.
Well, I want to thank you both. It's very nice to speak with you. We're going to end the show today with Ali, your colleague Hyder, who he went to Baghdad High with, and the song that he composed himself since he wants to be a composer when he's out of school. Again, it's called "Situation in My Country." Thank you both. Laura Winter co-directed the documentary Baghdad High. Ali is one of the boys featured in the film. He's now living here in the United States. Baghdad High is playing at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York and scheduled to air on HBO this summertime. You can get more information about the movie at theworld.org. Nice to meet you both. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What to do, what I do. I hate myself. I hate my life. I ask myself, should I blast myself? So I didn't find any answer to myself. Always saying to myself, there's nothing logical in my whole life. Cause I wake up in the morning and hear just the bomb's voice. What to do, what I do. The bad situation in my country. And all the tourists inside my country. So I can't go out with my friend. Finally our life is one day we go to school. And after we back to the home. And what to do, what I got to do.
And music from one of the students at Baghdad High closes our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
So what to do, what I got to do. There is nothing on the TV. Just the bad news, the bombs, the killing, and so. Is this our f***ing shared life?